Democrats aren't going to get their way in the Senate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Republican leader says he will not bring senators back during this August recess to consider new gun control laws. Mitch McConnell says they'll consider them next month, adding he wants it to be bipartisan, telling WHAS in Louisville.
But what we can't do is fail to pass something.
Now, the NRA opposes the growing call by Democrats to pass a House-approved bill to extend background checks. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave calling new gun control proposals soundbite solutions. NRA President Wayne LaPierre issued a statement saying they would not have prevented the horrific tragedies in El Paso and Dayton. Rather, he says they would make law-abiding Americans less safe and less able to defend themselves and loved ones, and that they failed to address the root of the problem, confront criminal behavior, or make communities safer. LaPierre has reportedly had conversations with President Trump in recent days, telling him the proposals would not be popular with his voters. Dave.
Rachel, three police officers are recovering in New Jersey that after they were shot in Irvington by a man with a rifle wearing a bulletproof vest who was in a street shooting randomly, then killed an unarmed man. Now, that gunman was also killed when cops fired back.
It was like automatic gunshots, like a game, you know, the ops game and shooting.
Was panic in another Walmart. Days after the El Paso massacre, a man walked into a store in Springfield, Missouri, wearing body armor, carrying a rifle. He didn't shoot anyone, but he walked out. And a former firefighter confronted him and held the guy at gunpoint until police arrested him.
Hopefully my actions prevented something like El Paso from happening.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said she wants to wait on impeachment. But Jerry Nadler, the Democratic chair of the Judiciary Committee, who thinks President Trump obstructed justice, says his investigation is a formal impeachment proceeding, telling CNN.
Hopefully by the end of the year, vote articles of impeachment to the House floor, or we won't.
The president has called the investigations a hoax, a scam, a witch hunt. This is Fox News.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via download.
Back to Mitch McConnell. His campaign's account on Twitter was frozen after posting video of protesters outside his home in Kentucky showing threats against him. He told WHAS...
This shows you the political tilt, the left-wing tilt of these big companies and how they try to suppress speech when it's inconvenient.
Now, the Republican National Committee tweeted it and the 2020 Trump campaign will halt ad spending on Twitter until what it called disgusting bias is addressed. Twitter says it froze McConnell's account because the clip violated its violent threats policy involving physical safety. President Trump has picked who he wants to take over for Dan Coats.
President Trump naming Joseph McGuire as a new acting director of national intelligence effective next Thursday. The president praising McGuire's, quote, long and distinguished career in the military. McGuire is currently the director of the National Counterterrorism Center. DNI Dan Coats and his deputy, Sue Gordon, are set to leave their posts on August 15th. And the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, Mark Warner, in a tweet suggesting they were pushed out, saying, quote, the president has shown that he has no problem prioritizing his political ego, even if it comes at the expense of our national security. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
There's an update on the Mississippi raids that rounded up the illegal immigrants working at food processing plants.
The Wednesday raids netted 680 people, but further vetting led to a bit less than half of that number being released. 30 at the plant sites and around 270 at a military hangar where busloads of the detained workers were taken. An ICE spokesman said it was humanitarian factors that determined who would be released. In the meantime, communities are protecting children whose parents are still in custody. State Child Protective Services workers are said to be checking to see if foster care is needed in these cases.
That's Fox's Gernal Scott. We may see a sell-off again on Wall Street today. Dow futures down well over 100, coming off yesterday's rebound when the Dow went up 371. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Friday morning, August 9, ESPN 93.5, local news with Jamie Monticelli. Brought to you by Thomas & Ellers Insurance, your local independent auto owner's insurance agent. Contact Justin or Dave at 217-356-2400, 217-356-2400, or visit thomas-ellers.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A judge yesterday said a Champaign teen can be tried as an adult in a case involving an alleged shooting in Urbana, an alleged burglary, and an attack on two correctional officers. 17-year-old DeVarian Epps had a lengthy criminal history. Judge Tom DeFana said some of the acts allegedly committed by Epps were committed in an aggressive and premeditated manner. A 33-year-old Broadlands woman died Thursday when she was hit on I-74 in Champaign. The News Gazette says Champaign County Coroner Dwayne Northrop said Emily Ray died when she was hit by a truck as she walked on Interstate 74 in Champaign. A new U.S. Customs and Border Protection General Aviation facility is opening at the Willard Airport. WCIA says Flightstar is paying for that facility, and international travelers will be able to land at Willard and not have to go through customs somewhere else. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment.
Contact Justin or Dave at Thomas & Ellers Insurance in Champaign today. 217-356-2400. All right, how about your weather for the weekend? Brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. They turn your feelings into flowers, and they're terrific. Village of the Crossing, that's Windsor and Duncan. They have a location there in Champaign. Also on Cunningham, in Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. A good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. Up to 84, down to 58. Plenty of sunshine today, partly cloudy both Saturday and Sunday. Up into the mid-80s, down into the mid-60s at night. 20% chance of showers comes late on Sunday, and that carries into Monday and Tuesday as we get warmer, high near 90, and the humidity increases. We've got that chance of showers, especially on Monday. We're currently at 65, ESPN 93.5.
I want that job at Flightstar. I want that job. Customs facility for private flights under construction. What it means is if you're coming in from London and you have an airplane that can reach Champaign, you'd have to go to Chicago, land, go through customs, come to Champaign.
Oh.
So now you come right into Willard if you have an airplane like Shad Khan has. And
yes.
He can go international. He can land right there at Willard, and he's paying for it all.
Okay.
But I want to be the customs agent at Flightstar because it'll be like two people a day, if not two people a week. Come on, man. I want that. I want that. Anyway, that's cool. I think that just enhances our international presence. Flightstar is something else. It's awesome. So that's news. Customs facility for private flights under construction. That's the headline in the Gazette, as well as Jamie Monticelli's headline. I went to football practice, and I left there after a while. I was there 25 minutes. I was there to do my thing and to evaluate the quarterback competition.
Okay, how was that?
Well, I left saying, I don't know who 18 is, but he's the best.
Look at number 18 is on the front of the sports section of the News Gazette.
That's Brandon Peters. Without question, he's the best quarterback.
Brandon Peters.
So he's the guy from Michigan.
Okay.
But just the way he carried himself, he's older. You can just tell by the way these guys throw the ball, the way they carry. I don't have any. I 20 minutes. Stevie J says, without question, it's the tall number 18.
Starting on day five, they got the pads on, and it's getting real.
Yeah,
go Illini.
All kinds of drills. Saw Reggie Corbin, my friend Dre Brown. Yeah, it's just the stuff. It's football practice. I didn't stay long enough to see him, you know, bang a little bit and play a little on a scrimmage side, but that's my pick on August 9, so we'll see what happens. See if the coaching evaluation matches up with the know-nothing Stevie J football scout.
But just his ball looks nice. He's very accurate. He just carries them. And he's, I got this image of this big, slow guy. He didn't look that slow to me. He looked like he can move around a little bit.
Okay.
So he's not going to be your Nathan Shieldhouse running around stuff. But anyway, so there's your football evaluation.
Well, do we want to take it as far as making a few predictions?
Well, I mean, we're going to win against Akron. There you go. We're going to be undefeated in August.
Okay, that'll be good.
It's a guarantee.
Uh-huh.
I hope. Okay, and how about Rod Blagojevich?
Yes.
Now, I have always gone against the grain on this one. Rodney Davis and all the Republicans say no. J.B. Pritzker.
Yeah, leave it all alone. Serve the full 14 years.
This guy got railroaded. Absolutely railroaded. He didn't know he was doing anything wrong. Because
he was a product of the culture.
Well, and it doesn't excuse the wrongdoing, but 14 years? And again, if you were to go up there and do a study of what they actually do and what they get away with, Rod Blagojevich was stupid. And they threw him under the bus because he wasn't kind of following the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really, really dumb in all of his wiretapping and the way he did stuff. But 14 years, really? And, of course, JB doesn't mention the phone call that he was on talking about being appointed to something from Rod Blagojevich. It's just, it's such a double standard and so hypocritical. It's a deal-making culture. Rod Blagojevich got busted, but is it 14 years? You want to look at, like, you know, get the marijuana people out of prison. Well, he tried to sell Barack Obama's seat. So what? You don't think that's happened before?
Right, the pay-to-play politics.
Oh, man, I'm against the grain on this one. And I was against the grain when, you know, Rod and politicians would call our people at the U of I and want their nephew in the school when they didn't really belong.
That's right.
And I said, you're taking the phone call and you're going to do what you can. And what I would have done if I were the U of I people, I'd have come out front immediately after the Tribune said, there's people getting in that shouldn't, but they're paying. I would flash that email and say, there are thousands like this. And just because every school in the world does this, the University of Illinois would no longer be bullied and no longer do this kowtow to the money. And take a leadership role versus pretend it doesn't happen. You're telling me that people that have money that make a call don't have more influence than the schmo that makes the call and doesn't have money? Come on, man.
That schmo doesn't even get through the gatekeeper.
No, it's exactly right.
But
no,
they're looking at all of that right now, too. It's funny that you bring up all the tuition thing and the not being a guardian that's happening in the suburbs of Chicago, and they're taking away that guardianship so that they can get some great deals for college.
You mean versus out of state?
Right. I mean, it just seems like people are finding loopholes.
Well, when the college expenses have exploded as they have.
It's crazy.
It got too expensive. You've outpriced middle class people.
Mm-hmm.
And so now people are leaving with a history degree that's $150,000. That's going to take forever to pay off. And you'll have to pay that one off. That's government. So it's just, you just have a myriad. Anyway, the point of, you know, people that make a call and have privilege, that's happened forever. I'm not saying it's right, but to excuse it and to just get this, oh, awful. Come on, man. Rod Blagojevich was dumb, but he wasn't doing anything the others weren't doing. And I'm not saying he shouldn't go to jail, but 14 years? People murder people don't get 14 years. Anyway, so we'll see. If Donald Trump had him on whatever it was, the Apprentice.
Yes, and that was in 20...
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
So they're kind of friends. So he might commute the sentence. And I don't know how long he's been in there.
It's since 2012.
Yeah. So I've always been a little against the grain because it's just so hypocritical and double standard. And they're feigning shock, particularly J.B. Pritzker. Come on, man. You took the call from him and we're talking about being appointed and thought it sounded like a good idea.
Well, Trump said on the plane yesterday, treated unbelievably unfair.
Yeah, well... Again, it's pretty easy to beat up Rod Blagojevich because he had his hair and he wasn't the smartest. He was not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but he was a schmoozer. You know, I talked to him a number of times. Fun. But I don't know how deep he got, but his dad was this big alderman.
Mm-hmm.
and everybody kissed.
Who was it, the father-in-law?
Father-in-law.
Thank you.
Very good, thank you. His wife's father mm-hmm. was a big deal maker and a broker in Chicago.
Patty is her name.
And if you don't kiss the ring of that guy, with Richard Mell or something, you got issues. And Ron just kind of got off track. And they had to make an example of what happens to people that get off track. We'll see you later. You are so awful. Wait a minute, you do the same thing. No, I don't. Yes, you do. Get him. All right, 7:15, that's how I feel. 359-2255, you're always welcome to call in, check in, text in. 359-2255, good news. Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny to bring sense to a senseless world.
All right, inside the next 20 minutes.
Stand by. I don't know if we'll get to all the stuff I have. Let's check sports headlines.
Cardinals hosting Pittsburgh, 7:15 start here on ESPN 93.5. Let's get your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data. Save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
Well, good morning, everyone. The Cardinals take on the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight at Busch Stadium. It's a 7:15 start. Amber in total access at 6:20 from Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village. It's been a rough go for the Cardinals since beating the Cubs over a week ago. They've lost five straight, falling 2 in Oakland and 3 in L.A. The Dodgers beat them in walk-off fashion on Wednesday afternoon on a two-run single by Russell Martin. The Cardinals' Dakota Hudson pitches tonight. He's given up 9 runs, 8 of them earned over 7 2/3 innings in his last two losses. Hudson 10-6 with a 3.99 ERA. He'll be facing Chris Archer, who's 3-8 with a 5.35 earned run average. And the Cardinals need to get their offense going. They've scored only 4 runs in the last 4 games. I'm Tom Ackerman on the Cardinals Radio Network.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
A nice 30th birthday for Anthony Rizzo, with him getting some hits. Cubs win 12-5 over Cincinnati. It's a 6:10 start. Heard over on US 105 Dime. We'll use Yu Darvish on the mound and then Trevor Bauer for the Reds.
Yeah, good sign. 12-5 Cubs. That means they won a game on the road. The worst baseball road team, the Chicago Cubs. If they get that going, they're 41-19 in Wrigley. It's Dodgers Cubs play. Let's go.
High fives through the mic to Paul over at Minuteman Press. He typically catches this sports cast.
Yeah. Well,
wants to hear about Cubs winning.
Paul's got the Cubs thing going on
yes,
now.
Yes, he does.
He's got to be feeling, all Cub fans got to be feeling pretty good, because if Chicago beats the teams they should, like Cincinnati, it's going to be tough to catch them.
Chicago White Sox had the day off yesterday. It's a 2:10 start as they host the Oakland A's today. On to NFL preseason. Buffalo over the Colts 24-16. Carolina over the Bears 23-13. Illini basketball team in Italy touring Florence yesterday. The Livorno All-Stars today. And the women's basketball team in the land down under, down in Australia.
Yeah.
And we mentioned it at the end of the show yesterday, but the Field of Dreams is definitely trending.
A little rose off that bud. Just a little. They're not playing on the field.
I heard that.
They're playing on close by, so it's not playing on the Field of Dreams, which means it's a tour spot. You tell me you can't fix it after they play on it.
I know.
It's cool, but it's like, you know, we're going to put you in the Hall of Fame. It's not in Cooperstown, but it's like one town over. It's pretty good.
But the first time MLB has played in Iowa.
It's fine.
August 13th, 2020.
Play on the field. Play where Joe Jackson and Ray Kinsella, and he didn't want to play catch with his dad when he was 14. Play on that field, man. Those are my dreams, man. Check your weather.
Okay, high 84 with the sunshine. 58 our low tonight. Partly cloudy and high 85 tomorrow, down to 66. 85 the high again. Partly cloudy, then more clouds. A 20% chance of showers. Low 68 on Sunday night. Monday back to work with a high 90. Lots of humidity and a chance of rain again. Temperatures currently at 65 on ESPN 93.5.
Today's weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com. Call 877-7-GERBER. You'll find your nearest Gerber location. You can always text or call 359-2255. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland, Provident Financial Group in Champaign. Where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at Provident Financial Group LLC. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, 10 minutes away, 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Uber lost more than $5 billion in the spring quarter, though it's driving more passengers than expected, 1.68 billion rides in the period. Uber had expenses related to its stock launch. Shares of German chemical giant Bayer are sharply higher, following reports it's willing to pay up to $8 billion to settle thousands of lawsuits that allege its Monsanto Roundup weed killers cause cancer. The company isn't confirming the report. Chipmaker Broadcom has a deal to buy Symantec's unit that provides security to companies. The deal for the enterprise security business is worth $10.7 billion. And cannabis company Canopy Growth is buying medical research business Beckley Canopy Therapeutics. Beckley is working on developing cannabis-based medicines. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Almost every application in stock.
All right, I've already named Brandon Peters following my 20 minutes of scouting at Illinois practice yesterday, number 18. I just walked away saying, I don't know who 18 is, but he's the best.
Okay, so Tim in Farmer City has a comment at 359-2255. I agree, Stevie, about Peters, but Isaiah looked really good yesterday, too. You could see the talent, confidence, and swagger for probably the first time in camp. He's got a bright future. It's a luxury to have Peters.
No, I agree.
So we don't have to throw him straight into the
I bet Isaiah plays because he is very talented. And then Matt Robinson, is it Matt? Anyway, I think we have some guys going to take the snap. But to me, Brandon Peters was head and shoulders, literally and figuratively, above everybody in my 20 minutes of scouting, and I know nothing. 7:23, Corey Schumard, how are you?
I'm good this morning. Stevie J, Diane, good morning. How are you?
Hello.
It's the game day, one of my partners. Game day epic sale today and tomorrow.
At Deal and Kirby, you said, huh?
Deal and Kirby, yeah. It's easy to kind of pull off this kind of an epic sale at this location. The parking is a little bit more convenient, but it's today and tomorrow. We'll open up a little bit early today at 8 a.m.
Oh, you're opening at 8? Could you hold all the largest, please?
Yeah, we'll set them all aside for you.
We'll get
the balloons up. We'll turn the popcorn machine on, and we'll have all the largest set aside for you.
Thank you so much. So sorry, people, we're already down to medium, small, and extra, extra large. That's all we've got left. Okay, so when you talk deal at game day at Deal and Kirby in Champaign, come on, man, is there a $55 shirt would cost what?
Well, we throw around terms like 80% off. It's ridiculous
what?
About some of the
not
deals
for those
we have
though.
Going
not
on.
For the t-shirts 80%, but not for the shirts. You have a trainer.
Yeah, absolutely. There are scenarios where you can get caps as low as even lower than $7.
What?
We'll have t-shirts as low as $4. Stevie, I've got Flying Illini bobbleheads for as low as $11 today and tomorrow.
You might as well do some Christmas shopping in August. Huh?
Exactly.
Come on, this is awesome.
Yeah, I'm trying to do it. This is a better discount than I get every day, so I'm doing some personal shopping.
So, I'll call Ryan for you if you want. What's going on over there, man?
Don't tell him. He'll probably be here, but don't tell him.
All right, 8 o'clock. You open at Neil and Kirby in Champaign till 8 till what today?
We'll do 8 to 8 today.
Okay.
And then tomorrow will be 9 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Saturday. Is it in the same league as your stadium sale? Not quite like that.
It's very similar.
Wow.
I'm glad you said that because I know a lot of your listeners are familiar with the sale we do out at the stadium. Yeah. And so we've taken that same aggressive markdown approach mentality to a lot of our inventory here. And, you know, we did this last year. It was so well received. We're excited about rolling it out again this year. And I'll have a lot of larges set aside for you.
I know. I said all the largest, Corey, so I can pick. Come on. All right, buddy. I, nice chatting with you. I hope people will take advantage of this. Again, it's Neil and Kirby. It's a relatively new location for game day. It's an awesome look. Go in and save a lot of money and get your Illini gear ready to go.
Speaking of an awesome look, Corey, Stevie's got his Stevie J Broadcasting shirt on, and the corporate apparel is great.
it's doing fantastic for you. The management team on our side, Chris and those guys, they do a fantastic job on our corporate side. And you know, it wasn't that long ago when we were just outfitting Stevie J's daughter.
Yeah. For Miss America.
Now we're outfitting Stevie J and his staff, and I think we're just.
It looked better on my daughter than me, but tell Chris that I need those new shirts because everybody's kind of getting tired of my shirt, so I need more.
There you go.
We'll make you more. We'll make you more. We know the size now. We'll make sure we get you some more.
Corey, thanks for the time, and have a great sale.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. We'll see you. Thank you.
You too. 8-8 today, 9-8 tomorrow. And tomorrow, of course, the football is 4-6 at Memorial Stadium.
That's the movie.
You can get your gear before that and head into the Illini and Memorial Stadium. Get some autographs maybe on that $4 T-shirt.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's Corey Schumard of Game Day. Again, this is at Neil and Kirby, or Deal and Kirby, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
And this is comparable to stadium sales, so I would get in there, and obviously selection better earlier. That's why I have them. Sorry about all the larges being held, but sorry. So I've
got and so
in.
Many people on the bobbleheads might be missing one.
$11, weren't they regularly a lot more?
I think they were $30.
You can get these in stocking stuffers or presents.
That's right.
Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. I was over there yesterday. What a shock. I am there quite a bit, kind of looking over, because I want to make sure that the floor is still crisscross applesauce eat off the BMW showroom floor. Talked to Ken, talked to Christian, saw Tommy, talked to him a while.
Excellent.
Saw Dale and used pre-owned cars. Ben Quattrone and I had a great talk. It's just an award-winning dealership because of the people. It's just great, and they're just so interested in serving you. And they have a bunch of checklists, and they get them all done. You have to be happy everywhere you go on that whole property. So test drive something today, and then they'd like to know what you think of them. It's Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, right off of Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Okay, we're going to try and get through everything, and there's a lot, with Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka, as they'll make sense of a very confusing world right now. Things going on, you're going, what? I do have clips from the Democratic Socialist Convention. You don't want to miss that. Stand by. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny next, 728 ESPN 93.5.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says he's open to debate on more gun control, but he's not calling senators back from August recess to do it.
McConnell says it'll have to wait until September, telling WHAS in Louisville the issue will lead the discussion when lawmakers reconvene.
When we get back, hopefully we'll be in a position to agree on things on a bipartisan basis and go forward and make a law.
McConnell said expanded background checks and red flag laws, which allow law enforcement to temporarily take guns from people deemed a threat, will be front and center.
Fox is Rachel Sutherland. Two people are dead in a shooting on a Houston freeway. They were in a car that got rear-ended.
There were two occupants in the other vehicle. They got out of the car. At least one of the occupants had a weapon. He began firing at the vehicle that he had just struck.
Assistant Houston Police Chief Bobby Dobbins says they're looking for that shooter and the other person in that car. This is Fox News.
Hey, our local news brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer, CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage wants to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda at 390-9310 or email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. State Farm Center has announced the procedure and timing for hiring new members of its event staff for the 2019-2020 entertainment and basketball seasons. Three open interview blocks will be offered for prospective staff members to attend. Those are August 26th through 28th from 3:30 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. each day. Walk-in interviews will be held for the event staff at the State Farm Event Center. No appointments are necessary. Just show up during the open interview time periods. Casual dress is acceptable. A new U.S. Customs and Border Protection General Aviation Facility is opening at the Willard Airport. WCIA says Flight Star is paying for that facility, and international travelers will be able to land at Willard and not have to go through customs somewhere else. That facility should be open later this year or early next year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi,
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9310. NMLS number 1772943.
Check your weather for the weekend. ESPN 93.5 brought to you by Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. That's CMI. That's Betsy and Brad Parks. That's all your sweepers and scrubbers and wet vacuums and incredible service. CMIClean.com or call 359-6262. CMIClean.com. And now your expanded weather as I call Mike Ditka.
Okay. Sunshine today with a high 84 down to 58. We've got Georgetown Fair spotlighting Tyler Farr's concert. US 105.9, part of that. You're home for the Chicago Cubs. We also have partly cloudy conditions expected tomorrow with a high 85, low 65. We've got a high 85 on Sunday with more clouds coming our way and a 20% chance of rain late. 90 the high on Monday as we're back to work and a greater chance of rain at that time. Right now the temperature's at 65. ESPN 93.5.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mondays, Fridays, now just Fridays, and thankfully wisdom and common sense come to the radio in the form of Brother Johnny, my brother, lives in New Orleans. How are you, Johnny?
Stevie J, we're good. We're good.
And then one of my favorite human beings on the planet, he is Chicago Bear legend Mike Ditka. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing fine, guys. Really good.
We need you, particularly today in a senseless world. We need to bring sense to it all, and you're the king of common sense, Coach. So we're excited.
Well, I don't know about that, but we'll see.
All right, the aftermath of the horrific shootings we touched on last Friday, Donald Trump, the word is out now, you need to say that Donald Trump inspired the shootings. I don't know if you guys remember Jonathan Gruber, who was the architect of Obamacare, which essentially the theme of the Obamacare was, it doesn't matter what's true, the law is more important than truth.
You know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever.
Yeah, but then...
You know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever.
Yeah.
But basically, that was really, really critical to get the thing to pass. And, you know, it's the second best argument. Look, I wish Mark was right. We can make it all transparent. But I'd rather have this law than not.
So you'd rather impeach Donald Trump or not. Whatever you need to do, whatever you have to say, you have to get this guy. You have to get this guy. Coach, that's what it feels like. It doesn't matter because the people aren't paying that much attention. They just know he must be a white nationalist or racist at this point.
Well, he's the only leader we've had in the last how many years? he's a guy that takes the bull by the horns and he rides. I mean, we had no leadership in this country for 8 years under Obama. None. Zero. And all of a sudden we got a guy that's got a leader who makes tough decisions, who makes a tough call, and all of a sudden he's a bad guy. You tell me one thing that he's done that's wrong for America, for the majority of America, not for white America, black America, any other. For America, for the whole. He makes decisions that are based on what's good for this country, and that's what it should be.
No, and I think, Coach, you're right. I do think that he's getting attacked for just about every single thing he says. It doesn't matter if he says, I hope you have a nice day. He's going to be accused of something for doing that. And it's really a shame, but it's also poor political strategy, I think, Steve. They're certainly doubling down on the bet of the stupidity of the American voter.
Yeah, I think
because
that's right.
The way they're screaming things that just aren't true, and you can't talk to them. Steve, have you noticed you can't talk to them?
Can't talk to them.
They're not going to listen. You can't just say, hey, wait a minute, that's not what happened. Look. No, I'm not going to look. That's what happened. That's what we get. And, if we want that, Mike, it's like you said, if that's what we want, we will get it. Well, boy, that's going
to
be bad.
I remember years ago, Coach, you said sometimes there were people that are difficult to talk to, and you say, yeah, how you doing? Got to go see ya. Because you can't.
Well, Yeah, you know, it's a shame, really. I mean, it's not, it's people listen, but they don't hear.
Yeah.
They really don't hear what you're saying, and they don't hear what's going on. They form their own conclusions. They're foregone conclusions before you make the statement, and they're going to come, they're going to have their, what they believe, no matter what you say. And it's okay. I mean, it's America. I mean, there's a lot of different people here. There's a lot of people who think differently. I'm just amazed, though, at the thoughts about this man in the White House now compared to what we've had. So I don't know.
Well, and Steve, how do you develop any sort of political strategy when you can't grasp reality? I don't think
a poll this
year isn't worth a nickel, because nobody's going to say they're going to vote for Donald Trump. I'd say 20% of the people you ask won't tell you they will.
How's
that going to do you any good to plan a strategy? And these people, if you say you're not, the voters don't like what you're saying, they love it. They love it.
No,
this man's
no,
racist.
Right.
He's a predator. Yeah. And it's like, okay, all right, we'll just vote and let's see what happens.
Donald Trump has certainly denounced racism and white supremacy. Fox News radio reporter live from the White House yesterday, John Decker.
Well, you know, the president on Monday, after those mass shootings, addressed these issues directly. And yesterday, once again, before departing for Ohio and Texas, he once again denounced bigotry and racism and white supremacy. You know, that's still not satisfying to a lot of the president's opponents.
And to your point, Johnny, whatever he says, would it be accepted?
No, they don't pay any attention, Steve. I think even Biden was cackling about.
Well, and here he is.
I don't know. And he's their moderate. That's the moderate.
Here's the moderate in the field, Joe Biden, yesterday.
But they can also unleash the deepest, darkest forces in this nation. And that's what I believe Donald Trump has chosen to do. Problem with this rising tide of supremacy, white supremacy in America. And we have a president who encourages and emboldens it.
That's what they're saying. That's what they have to say. He encouraged all of this.
Mike, am I wrong? But is Joe Biden encouraging and emboldening it with his statements? He's actually fanning the fire.
I'm sorry.
Most people,
you know, I think the statement speaks for itself. He's just a sore loser is what he is. And, I mean, we've seen it all through our lives growing up as kids. When you lose a baseball game or win a baseball game, it's the right way or the wrong way to do it. I'm not always saying I was a good loser, but he's sure a bad loser.
Well, I don't think very many Americans made a connection between our president and these crazy shooting people, or anybody else, by the way, Steve, because you can make a connection with just about any if you pick the right shooter.
Well, if you look at the manifesto that this crazy, idiot, psychotic, horrible, evil person wrote, he was saying at the bottom of the manifesto that nobody reports on, he says that the left is going to blame the president and say it was his fault, and that's just not true, but that's what they do. He wrote that there. I mean,
he had other shootings, unfortunately, and they're linked to other different people in the minds of these guys who are just probably playing too much video game, in all honesty. And I'm serious. That's probably the number one problem. They're not getting out, and they're playing games, and they just go nuts. And it's not anybody's. I hope it's not my fault.
Well,
I don't think it's Trump's fault. I don't think any of it was Obama's fault.
But the Dayton shooter was an Elizabeth Warren supporter. It's not her fault either.
I don't think it was her fault. I don't think it's her fault.
The guy shooting at the baseball field, it was a Bernie supporter.
This approach of blaming somebody is going to cause more violence. That's going to cause more violence. They're actually going to get what they're talking about. They keep this up.
Yeah. Well, and then Joaquin Castro tweets out the names of the Trump supporters saying they're contributing to hate and all this evil. That's a different plane. And they're going to the homes of these people. It's just awful what they're doing. And then Mitch McConnell, outside of his home.
Murder turtle!
Murder turtle!
Murder turtle!
Calling for murder, stab him in the effing heart. The Louisville police said this was peaceful. Then Mitch McConnell tried to send it out on Twitter, and Twitter blocked him for hate. What?
That's pretty blatant.
You know what you're dealing with.
Yeah, and Coach, Hamas, the terrorist group, is on Twitter, but they blocked Mitch because he's trying to expose what these people were doing. I don't know.
How much of an effect do you think is social media and internet having on all of this stuff? I mean, isn't it easy to connect with like-minded chat room, crazy people, psychotic people like these shooters?
I think on the young generation it has a lot of effect. On me, none. Zero.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Bino.
Yeah, but you've got things in a good perspective, in my opinion, Coach, and you're pretty solid. But I got to tell you,
I'm just saying, you know, I'm not going to buy into all this stuff. But I mean, there's people that live in. I mean, they live on every word that comes out of this the media. I mean, everything. So when you get into the social media thing, I mean, they just thrive on that.
But you know what? The biggest impact, Stevie, is. You can go on to the internet or social media and find support for anything.
Yeah.
My greatest example is Flat Earth Society. There's a whole group. It's the Earth flat. They never went to the moon. It doesn't matter. So what it does, it blurs what the truth is. So the reason nobody wants to hear the facts is they don't believe there are any. You can find them any way you want them. And unfortunately, that makes it very difficult to determine what the truth is. So when you try to say, no, this didn't happen, somebody just comes back and says, yes, it did. I saw it on video.
it's getting out,
Mike. Everybody's
crazy.
Getting kind of numb to what the truth is, and they can say anything they want.
There's Massacre Mitch out there on Twitter, and that hasn't been blocked, but Mitch retweeting what they said is being blocked.
Yeah, no, that's right.
That's so wrong.
That's just going to get Twitter. I can tell you, there are a lot of powerful liberals, but there's a lot of powerful conservatives. Twitter made a mistake with stuff like that.
Yeah.
They're going to get an all-out political attack.
I think you're right.
Like that.
I think it's happening, too. The right has, in fact, Republicans are responding about advertising and all of that. Okay, I've got to play this clip, Mike, and again, it's the Democratic Socialist Convention, and I don't know if you saw any of this, Coach, but I don't know even what to say about this, but here's how it sounded, and you can imagine if you're trying to get something done, well, just listen.
Quick point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Guys, first of all, James Jackson, Sacramento, he, him, I just want to say, can we please keep the chatter to a minimum? I'm one of the people who's very, very prone to sensory overload. There's a lot of whispering and chatter going on. It's making it very difficult for me to focus. Please, can we just, I know we're all fresh and ready to go, but can we please just keep the chatter to a minimum? It's affecting my ability to focus. Thank you.
Thank you, comrade. Okay, is there a speaker against name, chapter, pronoun?
Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
Okay.
Quick point of privilege once again. Hi, James Jackson, Sacramento DSA, he, him. I have already asked people to be mindful of the chatter of their comrades who are sensitive to sensory overload, and that goes double for the heckling and the hissing. It is also triggering to my anxiety. Like, the be comradely isn't just for, like, you know, let's keep things civil or whatever. It's so that people aren't going to get triggered and so that it doesn't affect their performance as a delegate, okay? Your need to express yourself is important, but your need to express yourself should not trump or over, like...
I see that no one's clapping for me.
Okay, so is there any amount of money, Coach, I could get you to go to that convention? Any amount at all?
No. Not at all. Hey, that's amazing to me just to hear that.
My goodness. Oh,
but
my.
Mike, just wait till we turn health care over.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I know.
I don't think they can get anything done. No, it's crazy. And they're, you know, that's what I was talking a few weeks ago about, how we're just a little too sensitive, Steve. And I don't think they were allowed to clap.
No, they were waving their fingers in the air over their heads. The jazz hands where they wave and they can't say anything because it's too stimulating, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Out there think that's nuts.
Well, I saw AOC speak there, and there was no clapping because they can't clap. It's too loud. I don't know what to say, Coach. I just wondered, when that was playing, I said, I wonder if I could give Coach $1 million if he would go to that. And I don't think you'd go. I mean, to get a badge for that would be...
All you can say is God bless America.
Yeah, that's
America,
right.
America we knew and America we know. But not the America these people want.
Okay, it's unbelievable. Okay, I wanted to let you guys go. Number one, there was a Cleveland football player in the preseason game last night that got into a tryout, Johnny, by saying he knew one of the executives and he wasn't really on the list, but he knew a guy. He got in there last night. He returned a punt for a touchdown.
Whatever it takes.
Pretty good.
How about that?
Keep him.
Yeah, I'm good friends with Mike Ditka. I want to try out for the Bears.
Not if you don't return it for a touchdown, you aren't, buddy.
Right. So now what? Because now you've got a guy that might be good at football but got in there somehow. So, and he actually had...
Well, maybe he knew a guy who knew a guy. You know,
well, he had $200. He was sleeping outside the facility. And this is what happens. Amazing. Amazing story.
Well, I'll tell you, so I know Shad Khan, who owns the Jack, great guy, but I don't think that would help me return a punt. But I don't know. Maybe it'd give me a chance. It might get me killed. But
That's right.
I don't know what to tell you.
And I tell you, we have the start of the FedEx coach. It's a $15 million first prize this year. Tiger shoots 75. All the chatter has begun. Will he ever win again? I don't know how he won the Masters, frankly. But it's just the guys, as you said for years, Mike, there's 50 guys that can win on a given weekend. And this guy that's...
Exactly.
It's unreal. It's unreal.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Coach, I really don't... Now, I'm just going to go tell you, I don't think Tiger's going to win anymore. It just took it all out of him. He did it.
He
did
it. Unbelievable.
I just don't think...
Well, he was the greatest. There's no question about it. And then we're... Whereas on everybody, I mean, you can't be the greatest forever. I mean, other people come and other people take your place.
But there'll be guys at the top of the leaderboard. I don't even know Johnny shooting 62. What?
Wait, they're still coming. They're still coming every year. I don't know where they're coming from. I tell you, these kids, and like you say, every week. But this year's another year. You got a couple more of them, Steve. They're relentless.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Meanwhile,
I gotta get back out there.
Baseball, their home runs, they're setting records at all levels, and people are thinking the ball is just a centimeter smaller and harder. I don't know what the answer on that is. Why are if they're not cheating with steroids?
The players are better.
Wow.
It's not too complicated.
Amazing.
Evolution. People move.
Well,
what Babe Ruth did, these guys are doing. I mean, he was a special person in his years, but these guys are all special now. I mean, you're looking at the guys that they get up there, weigh about 140 pounds. They hit it out there 450 feet.
I know. I don't get it. That's amazing.
How do they do that, Steve?
Speed, right?
I don't know.
It's timing and speed. it's just amazing, the evolution. You're right. Well, gentlemen, I feel so much better after talking to you now. The world is spinning at 1,200 miles an hour again. It's all good. Everything is fine after talking to Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny. I'll call you guys in a week. But, Coach, it's always a pleasure, and we really appreciate
all
your
right.
time.
All right. Thank you, guys. God bless you.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Talk to you later, Stevie.
We bet. Thanks, Johnny. My brother Johnny in New Orleans, Mike Ditka in Chicago.
Good stuff.
He's very close to Soldier Field where the Bears lost their preseason game last night.
23-13 over.
Just looking at players.
Carolina on top.
Yeah. 359-2255. You're always welcome to text in. We always like hearing from you.
We did get one from Tim asking about why don't we start a weekly segment on Chicago's mass shooting since no one seems to be talking about that.
Well, you go to heyjackass.com the website.
And I just went there, actually.
And then how many shootings?
I mean,
you got a weekend coming up, so it's going to be a lot.
That's right.
It's so discouraging to look at that and say there is nothing we can do about black-on-black shootings, Hispanic-on-black, Hispanic-on-Hispanic, white-on-white, whatever the gangs are. They make up a lot of different ethnic groups, and they just kill each other every weekend. And then people get caught in stray fire. I mean, it's like a shootout. There was a video of a one-minute shootout. Bam, 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 bam. It just keeps going.
Yeah.
What is that?
The total shot today, 1,659. Total homicides, 307 in Chicago.
It's so sad. And it's August. 7:52. We'll get you your weather before the news at the top of the hour. And again, always welcome your thoughts at 359-2255.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. That's why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Now, try Babbel free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
I gotta get out of the house for a little while.
I don't feel like making dinner tonight. Let's go somewhere.
But where?
I don't know about you, but I feel like a margarita.
Well, I guess we can try to find a sitter.
And we can bring something back for the kids.
Well, where can we go that's got great kids' food and also serves our favorite drinks?
El Toro!
Whether it's with or without the kids, El Toro Mexican Restaurant in Champaign has you covered. They offer a wide variety of both adult beverages and kids' entrees. Stop in today at 723 South Neal Street in Champaign.
Well, college is closer than you think. At, you know, they're middle school, right? Yeah, that's 6 years. Whether sending your child to college next year or in 18 years, celebrate National College Savings Month with Busey Wealth Management. Now's the perfect time to save. According to the College Board, the average yearly cost for tuition and fees, a public two-year college in-district, $3,500. Public four-year college in-state, $9,970. Doesn't count the living in food and all that.
That's right.
That's tuition. That's average. Busey's experts suggest some simple tips. You save early and often. That's one that we fall over on a lot because mm-hmm. stuff comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Open a college savings account like a 529. It has to be used in Illinois. Make saving automatic. Increase the amount you save and set a goal and stick to it, and it'll feel so good.
Yeah.
Choose a college savings plan. Busey Wealth Management and the good people of Busey. Invest in your child's future today with Busey for over 150 years. Unbelievable. They started in 1868.
Yeah.
For a saving strategy for your family, visit Busey.com. Stop by one of their many convenient locations. Investment product services not FDIC insured. May lose value. No bank guarantee. Here's your weekend weather.
All right. We're looking at the temperature of 68 right now. Today's high, 84. 58 our low tonight. Sunny tomorrow with a high 84 again, down to 66. 85 the high on Sunday with a 20% chance of showers late. Low 68. 90. With a 30% chance of isolated showers on Monday. Right now, 68 ESPN, 93.5.
Okay, so we had a good conversation with Brother Johnny Mike Ditka. Response on the text, 359-2255.
Abraham Lincoln once asked an audience, how many legs does a dog have if you count the tail as a leg? When they answered five, Lincoln told them that the answer was four. The fact that you called the tail a leg did not make it a leg.
In other words, whatever you say isn't necessarily fact. Like, sometimes that's the issue. When we said it's hard to talk to certain people, mm-hmm. it's because their baseline of reality is entirely different than yours.
Mm-hmm.
Your premise of he's a Nazi, the president's a Nazi, therefore we have to remove him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait a minute, I don't think he's a Nazi. Well, you're a liar and you're stupid. Oh, okay. But that's what I mean about a baseline of reality. And so, So when you have, and it's not just they're speaking, they're screaming. They're yelling. They're passionate. It's like, I've got to do this now or we're all going to die. You know, climate change could very well be real and a factual. I don't really know. I'm kind of indifferent because the stuff they shove at you, it isn't presenting, it's in your face, and you're ignorant, and you're a denier, and you should be stopped, is a bad approach. Because we need calm dialogue. And I don't have all the answers on that, and I don't believe they do either, but you're ignorant. So that presentation kind of turns around. It's kind of like a religion. And there's so much absolutely, you're so stupid. And they say the world's going to stop if we don't do anything in 10 years, 12 years. I don't think they know that to be factual. I think they've said things like that before. Is there change? Yeah, it could be. It could be bad? Yeah, it could be. But don't get in my face and call me a denier and that I'm ignorant and stupid and I need to be stopped. I mean, that's just a wrong strategy if you're trying to convince people. So you just got, we got such a massacre Mitch McConnell, stab him in the effing heart. That's acceptable language today? You want that to happen at Democrats' house? It's not right. I think most normal people would agree with that. 359-2255, you're welcome to join us this morning. If your thoughts could be very different than mine, that's fine. We love to have dialogue. Just let me know. We'll break for the news. Be right back with our 8 o'clock hour, final hour of the week. Cubbies win on the road. Cardinals play again tonight. Cubs now have stretched out the 3.5-game lead on Milwaukee and 4 full games on the Cardinals. Could it be time for the Cubs to end this thing? Maybe. News is next.
Hey, you're that famous actor.